B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's go to our favorite guest of the week. We love him. From ESPN, our hometown hero. That's right, the one, the only, Kevin the Gandhi on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. Yo, Kev.
Yo, man. How you doing, buddy?
My brother. All right. We got lots to get to. All right? So I want to start off with, give me your outlook on the football team. Your realistic outlook. Not what you hope. What are you looking at next, let's say the next 2 to 3 years?
Oh, man. I have no idea. So my hope is this, that they're going to be trying to figure out the salary cap situation this upcoming season. And I feel like this season is going to be a wash. The only hope you have is that the division is as bad as it was last year and it will continue. So they have a fighting chance. But I think that you can look at this team in 2022, a year from now, maybe a different aspect, because they will, I think, have a different mindset when it comes to approaching free agents and have the availability with cap. My vibe is this, and this is what I would do with this team. I would have Jalen Hurts as the starting quarterback, and let's see what he can do. If you're lucky to get Ja'Marr Chase at 6, and see where this team is in protecting him, because that offensive line will be a little bit healthier than it was last year, hopefully. And if Jalen Hurts isn't the answer, next year you're looking at potentially another top 10 pick, and then you can see how you want to package something at a quarterback. But I can tell you, next year's quarterback class is not going to be as great as this one when it comes to top heavy in the first round. But This is a 4-6 win team this upcoming season. And that's us without even knowing anything about this coaching staff, right? And then you can look at where this team is in 2 years. Are we in a trust the process rebuild? The difference between this trust the process and the one we saw with the Sixers is the Sixers had Sam Hinkie.
Yes, yeah, exactly. That is exactly our point of how can you trust that the draft will be done correctly when the draft has been an issue?
You can't. And how can you trust free agent selections will be done correctly when it hasn't been? You can't trust any of that.
Listen, I hope Howie nail aces the draft. I mean, obviously, right? We're on the hook. But the problem has been it's been spotty. Right? So this thing is not going to be a quick fix. Now, I want to get into something that you said the last time we talked. You love Zach Wilson.
I do.
So if you love Zach Wilson, then per you, Kevin the Gandhi, you got to trade up and get Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Do you move up to number 2 to get him? Is that a conversation you pick up the phone?
No, I mean, this is you. No, I want to make you the GM for a second because you love Zach Wilson. Now, see, to me, I don't know about Zach Wilson, but I don't. Next year, we'll see. It's too hard, especially with COVID and college football, to say that next year's quarterback crop won't be that good because we didn't see a lot of guys. Guys didn't get a lot of time. It was a very funky season, as you know, because you cover it. But if you feel that strongly, then sell us on Zach Wilson.
The kid's got an incredible arm. Like, I can't even stress to you how great of an arm he has and his ability to move around. You need guys that can move around in the pocket. And listen, Jalen Hurts can move around. The one guy that, if you don't get Zach Wilson, and I would target and not even lose sleep next season, it would be Sam Howell. And Sam Howell has the same type of attributes that Zach Wilson has, where he can move around, he can find a way to keep a play alive, and he's got an arm. So those are the two guys I identify.
Yeah, I think Howell. I like Howell. I do. I want to see more of him, and we will next year. But he's a guy that has already piqued my interest. Again, we talked about... you and I talked about Zach Wilson, and it was a weird...
Hey, I'll go back to one thing, Ant, real quick, and I don't mean to cut you off.
No,
I'll go back
ahead.
To one thing about Wilson. If you look at his completion percentage in college, mm-hmm. it's nearly 74%.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a guy that has thrown over 3,600 yards in the air, and he's completed nearly 74% of his passes. The guy has a very accurate arm. And
just allay one fear. I got one fear, and it's lack of competition that he's seen and Coastal game.
So when you watch the Coastal game, and I actually want you to have Dan Orlovsky on too one day when we talk
yeah.
about this. He makes a throw in the early parts of the Coastal game where you're like, okay, it doesn't matter who they're playing. Holy cow.
Yeah, it was the end of the first quarter.
Yes.
I remember the throw. It was a fabulous throw.
Carson Wentz, when he came out of school, there was a question of who he played, right? There's a question that's around Trey Lance on who he has played, right? There was a question about Josh Allen and who he has played
yeah.
you know, in college.
Yes. Right
those
on.
Those questions will come around with Zach Wilson. But to me, it's, can you be an accurate thrower in windows? And one of the things that was a huge issue for Carson coming out of college, the ball was always high. It always
yes.
tended to be high, right?
Yes, that's a great point.
We saw, I think Flip did a phenomenal job in those first 2 years on working on that. And then we saw some bad habits come out and tendencies of throwing the ball high and being inaccurate. And that haunted him last year where all the fundamentals were gone. So there are not many quarterbacks that can translate with accuracy issues and get better from college to the NFL. The only one that I've seen that has made the jump is Josh Allen. Like, Josh Allen this past season was so ridiculous when it comes to his accuracy and how inaccurate he was on the college level. Zach Wilson's coming in, and he's already at a high clip rate in completing passes in windows. So that's a guy that I think that could add some juice and could be fun to watch. He's got some tendencies where you're like, ooh, do I see a little Baker? Do I see a little Mahomes? Do I see a little Deshaun? I'm not saying he's any of them, but do we see flashes? We do. You can say you can see flashes of that when you watch Zach Wilson play.
Great point, Kevin. Great point.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Kevin the Gandhi with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Kev, so here's another question I need you to tackle. And I've been doing a writing project and going back into like the mid-70s, 76 bicentennial through 80, early 80s. And everything I come back to, it's not sports, but every time I come back to sports, the Phillies are king during that era. And it probably lasts. I start thinking about it. It probably lasts into at least the late 80s, 90s. What happened that the Phillies, they were a king in this town. They were kings.
Yeah.
What happened?
They could not develop talent. Like, it would drive me crazy. I couldn't understand the farm system process with the Phillies. How there was no pipeline to, I felt like, the Dominican, where they were developing any talent, and it hit them hard. And they weren't spending money either. So when you have a combination where you're not developing talent, yeah, and you're not spending yeah. a lot of money, man, and you could fall yeah. into a rut. Now look at the team that I think we all connect with. And that is, of course, the team that was, 15 years ago. When you look at that team and how they were put together, all homegrown talent, right? Jimmy, Ryan, Chase, all homegrown talent. and we connected with those guys because it was all talent that we invested in, and we saw them come through the ranks, and we were patient with them. And I think when you can identify that way with the team, the Phillies just don't have the ability to develop talent. They haven't had that. I mean, shoot, you look at they took the Astros' way of thinking, you know, and you know, I think the franchise was taking so many steps back with their philosophy on who they were drafting the last 5 years because they haven't developed a pipeline of talent that we've seen with the Astros and the Padres in churning out guys that are now ready to make an impact. And then that was a huge problem with the GM, Klentak, and his philosophy. And thank goodness they made a change.
All right, finally. And that's a great answer, by the way. What cult is Kevin Negandhi a part of? Now, we have the air fryer cult.
Ooh, okay.
We have the pizza oven cult.
Peloton.
Which I want to be part of. The Peloton cult. The vegan cult. The, what else?
We got vegetarian and vegan.
Yes.
Low carb.
There's a lot of cults out there. What is Kevin Negandhi's cult of choice?
Wow, this is a good one.
Sure.
And I'm an evolving kind of guy, and yeah. I'm going to go a little old school because I've come back to this cult. How about the sports card cult? I am back into the hobby, and I'm all in. And that is that was a segmented population, and we were, I think, a lot of us growing up in the 80s that were a part of it, and the pandemic brought me back in, and I've been all in on the sports card collectible cult for the last 7 months.
Really?
And my wife can attest, and I've got my 6 and 8 year olds now.
Are you doing baskets and baseball? Huh? What sports cards are you doing?
Everything, but I've got some baseball, but like I went back into like all my basketball stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. Stuff.
And then I've gone back.
I could easily geek out with that.
Bro, you should see the stuff that I've got in the last 7 months. And the boom has been amazing. And you can.
Are the kids into it?
Kids are so into it. And like they talk about they were trading cards last night.
Oh,
and
they're going over. Fabulous.
I take them to card shows. They break packs with me. And the cool thing is that I got two boxes.
I wish my kids would do that.
So two boxes over the weekend. And this was really cool because it came full circle. I had a 1992 box of basketball cards.
Oh, man.
And a 1991 box.
I'm down with that.
Right? So the two boys sat with me, and my wife joined in, and our four-year-old jumped in, too, because she's like, you know, what are you guys doing?
Who'd you get?
So we're targeting Michael Jordan 91 in this set, and then targeting 92 Shaq rookies. Wow. And the cool thing is, these guys didn't grow up with those two, and they're all into it. They're learning about all the guys that I follow.
I'm in on that, man.
And they were right. We landed three Shaq rookies, and they were so
beat.
Like
they
got Zion.
You got three Shaq rookies?
Yeah, bro.
Oh my God, you hit the mother load.
Yeah, we did, and we were celebrating.
Dude. Oh, I got to get the kids in on that. That's awesome. Kevin, I could talk to you all day, man. You're the greatest. If I wasn't up against commercial, I would be going on this. You and I are totally geeked out like that. I appreciate that, brother.
You got it, buddy. Always. And I know you're Raider fandom, so I've found all my old Bo Jacksons. I pulled them all out, and I've got them graded.
When we were kids, yeah.
We will talk about this in depth another time.
All right, sounds like a plan, brother. You're the man. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it, buddy. Kevin Negandhi, ESPN, Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.